in the name of Jesus. Any alternatives? Any alternative to Paul? Yes. And no, without him, no letter. Can't have a letter without someone sending it. Spurious alternative. Servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, is he servant or apostle? Spurious alternative. God or Jesus Christ? Spurious alternative. Can't have the one without the other. None of the foregoing exist by themselves or for themselves. What for, then? To further the faith of God's elect and the knowledge of truth which accords with godliness. Let's take it backwards from the end, trying for alternatives. Godliness or truth? Spurious alternative. Knowledge or elect of God? Spurious alternative. Elect of God or faith? Spurious alternative. If God's saving gifts are not received, no faith. Gifts cannot be received unless they are delivered. That's the big what for in this letter. The delivery of eternal life. And that, we are told, is done by preaching. Who dares to attempt that? Nobody. But if the Lord puts you to it, then you are put to it. It's passive voice, the way of the gospel, his doing, not yours. As St. Paul says it, the preaching with which I have been entrusted by command of God our Savior. He gave promises ages ago, eternal life promises, which were revealed, which were delivered at the times he planned. Kairos ideois, his word in preaching. His words do not deceive, they deliver eternal life. We hear the text forwards and backwards and marvel at what all is tied up together here. But that has it all in the Lord's hands. And if we want to get some control, we shall have to break it up into pieces and work the selected pieces our way. But first, then, you have to knock out God our Savior. Then we could devise some mandate which we might prefer, and according to that entrust the preaching. And by then, the preaching might also become something we might prefer, not just the words of God. His words or my words? Perilous alternative. My words have only me to back them up. His words have him to back them up. He does his words. He gives what they say. His words are alive with his Spirit's vitalizing energy and glad getting on with giving out the gifts. He has his words heard by sending his messengers, whom he commissions to preach his word at each time and place as he has it, where and when he pleases. AC 5, Kairos Ideois. Thus the apostle's blessing delivers grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Savior. To whom? We are not left in doubt. Certainly to Titus, my true child, who confesses along with me all the foregoing. Now there's work to be done. Work Paul would have done had he stayed longer. But now it is given Timothy, it is given Titus to do. In the churches where he is to do it, they hear the apostolic letter, and so are left in no doubt of Titus's apostolic authorization for his apostolic work. No doubt who is your pastor. whether done by Paul or Titus, makes no big difference. Unless people would suppose that it was Paul or Titus who actually does it. There was mess enough in the church in Corinth on that score. So what's Paul? What's Apollos? They are one hen doing the same thing. Yet within the one ministry there are particular tasks assigned. Paul planted, Apollos watered. The Lord had his use of both of them. And Paul now travels on, so Titus, carry on with it. Genuine alternative. They are only worth the work the Lord does by his use of them. Various designations may point to some particular specification in the work: servant, apostle, preacher, elder, presbyter, and bishop. Titus is to ordain one in every place that doesn't have one. Couldn't they get along without one? Spurious alternative. The apostle certainly didn't imagine so. As always, where the gospel is preached, there's trouble. And that has to be honestly faced and dealt with, not glossed over as by those who heal the wounds of my people lightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. The apostle gives penetrating diagnosis of the problem. There's been false doctrine. That is, mixing of law and gospel, and so neither full blast clear and the law taking over. They need elders and bishops, or as we usually say it, pastors. And who is a fit candidate for that office and its work? Those who have godly lives, or those who have sound doctrine? Perilous alternative. Once upon a time, there were some district presidents who expressed the view, don't worry about the doctrine, that's all okay. What we really need is nicer chaps with better people and management skills. If the doctrine is not working the lives, then that such doctrine can hardly be rescued by bettering the lives. Is the problem the lives or the doctrine? Spurious alternative. And yet the doctrine does not depend on the lives. The lives depend on the doctrine. If the lives are not as they should be, check the doctrine. Doctrinal pathology presents itself in a variety of symptoms, some moral, some intellectual. In Crete, it showed up as some form of Gnostic Judaizing. They talked their high-sounding doctrine, but their lives were detached from it. As one pastor observed regarding our doctrine of holy baptism, we can say all the right words, but that is not really where we live, as the Small Catechism would help us to do. There are times when baptism gets not even a mention in prayers upon a birth or a death, or the body and blood of Christ in a funeral sermon, when there's time for tributes enough to suggest there was hardly any need of a Savior, although he usually does get a deferential mention. Sound doctrine stays healthy with exercise. Check the wrinkles. As we come now to the altar, we see St. Titus ordaining. Or is it St. Timothy? Or both? Is it an elder or a bishop? Or on from there, a seminarian declared fit to be ordained according to the Lord's mandate and the apostolic instruction. There's loads more of that in the rest of the letter to Titus. Do read it all, asking what's alternatives and what's not alternatives. absolute alternative, mutually exclusive alternative, is the body and blood of the Lord given and shed for you, and the intention to go on shoving the Lord over or out, at least from some area of your life and his doctrine. The Lord invites only penitent sinners. Are you the one or the other or both? Then on to Holy Communion. Grace be with you all. Amen.